Merci beaucoup pour cette invitation, Monsieur le Président Harder, John Baird, cher ami. Je tiens à souligner la présence, and I know the translators are going berserk now, but it won't be for long, but I'd like to salute Jean Charest, l'ancien Premier ministre du Québec. Voulez-vous lever, Monsieur Charest? Excellencies, ambassadors to China and to Canada, 1 week ago, the Quebec National Assembly unanimously observed a minute of silence in memory of Paul Desmarais. Now, we in my political family had our differences with Mr. Desmarais on some of the ideas for the future of Quebec, but we had no differences in the fact that he was one of the greatest builders of the economy of Quebec, one of the best friends of Chinese, Canadian, and Quebec relation, and that we owe him a lot. This great builder died in his marvelous residence in Charlevoix, the region of Quebec he loved so much. I believe he would have been happy to join us today in recognizing how the Canada-China Business Council, which he founded 35 years ago with so much foresight, is still just as useful, as dynamic, if not more so, than when it was his brainchild all these years ago. I think he would be glad also to see that 80 representatives from 50 companies are joining me, just a simple minister, not even a prime minister, joining a minister's mission to four Chinese cities, and see how this thirst for China that he was one of the first to have is now disseminated in all aspects of Quebec society, enterprise, institutions, civil society. So I'm honored to be attending this general meeting. Our participation in this high-level discussion event is an excellent opportunity to present Quebec as a forward-looking place where economics, education, culture, and above all, sustainable development are instrumental in establishing a prosperous economic and social environment. Now, John has talked about Canadian-Chinese history of strengthening the relationship. I'm paid by the Quebec citizens, so I'm going to tout the Quebec aspect of this relationship. And I will say that it's a Quebecer, Norman Bethune, that gave his life first to establish the closeness of China and Quebec in terms of involvement in each other's history. It's a Quebecer that happened to be Prime Minister of Canada, Pierre Trudeau, that in 1970 decided it was time to recognize China as a legitimate member of the world, of the world leaders, and before the United States say yes, China should be at the table of the great nations. It was a Quebecer, the Prime Minister of Quebec, René Lévesque, was the first provincial Prime Minister to come to China in 1984. It was a Quebecer, Pierre Bourque, who laid the groundwork for one of the most successful twinning of cities, in all the twinning of cities around the world, which is the one between Shanghai and Montreal. It was a Quebecer, Prime Minister Lucien Bouchard, in 97, that really gave a clear impetus to a renewed relationship between Quebec and China by having a very large delegation. I think we were 125. I was an advisor to Mr. Bouchard, was part of this delegation, and in the end he decided to open the first provincial offices in China, that of Beijing and that of Shanghai. And we're celebrating this week the 15th anniversary of these offices. Of course, with Paul Desmarais, a Quebecer, showed the way for Quebec and Canadian companies in China in an extraordinary manner, and this other Quebec company, Bombardier, which is now among the top foreign companies in China, both in rail and in aerospace. And I know that the Governor General, in the next few days, will announce further contracts between China and Bombardier, and of course the new C-Series, which is the leading edge of aerospace and of of planes is being built both in China and in Quebec. We're making a step further in being the Canadian province that is the most involved and most present in China. Through an agreement we have with a region of France, we have now 5 offices in China that help our small and mid-sized businesses who are somewhat fearful of spending too much, risking too much in coming on the China mainland by saying, okay, we're going to set an office for you. We're going to have phones and computers and secretaries and a consultant that we vouch for. And you can come for 3 months or 6 months or a year, test the waters, and then go your own way. Or just come back and try again sometime later. So these offices are now in operation in Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen, Hong Kong. Looking forward at the Quebec-China relationship, we cannot miss the great compatibility between the experiences and the expertise of Quebec and the priorities that have been laid out by the new Chinese leadership. First, in environment. Green building is one of the areas in which Quebec excels. We are a leader in green technologies. The use of wood as a low energy consuming material to build housing of up to 6 stories. We think wood is the future of housing and not its past. And we are here to show how it can be done, and sometimes in severe weather. And we're experts in severe weather in North America. Electrification of transport. Now we know that the Chinese leadership is very keen in reducing pollution in its urban areas, and for good reason. Quebec is in the path of being one of the 3 world leaders in electrification of transport, both public transit, but private transport as well. The current premier, Pauline Marois, is unveiling this month a very far-reaching and ambitious program to mesh together the cluster of enterprises that are already on the cutting edge of batteries, engines, and other parts to make in Quebec the vehicles of the future. And in fact, we're looking for an auto constructor that would come to Quebec as a base for North America using Quebec components in some of the cars of the future. So if there's some Chinese interest in the room, you'll have my number pretty soon. In technologies. Now, as you may know, Montreal is a world leader in video games, and Quebecers and the Chinese people love to play. And we know how to play, and we're more and more sophisticated players. We're world leaders in special effects. And when the Titanic sinks, or a meteor crashes the Chrysler Building in New York, or the Spartans fight the Persians in antiquity, it's all in Montreal studios that it's actually being done. So we're looking forward to crushing some of your buildings in some newer Chinese movies to come to your area soon. In biotechnologies, we are now developing a special expertise in what is called personalized medicine, using genetic knowledge to custom the treatment to the person to which the treatment is given. This lowers costs and increases effectivity of the treatment, and Montreal is one of the leaders in that. Now, in the few past years, you may have heard Mr. Charest say a lot of nice things about the north of Quebec. Well, he was right. The north of Quebec is the future of Quebec. And we know that a number of Chinese companies are interested in coming and participating in the development of the north of Quebec. Now, we know that stability and predictability in mining policies is paramount. We have reformed, in the beginning of the year, our royalty structure. We are in the process of putting the final touches to our mining law. And once this is done, we'll have a new, modern, progressive framework for decades to come. Last week, Quebec's premier announced that a new rail link to Labrador's area, mineral-rich area, is going to be built in public-private partnership. A new airport at the near at the Mont Otiche also will be built in short order. In a single year since we took office, we announced or invested $1 billion in infrastructure investment in northern communities. And I must say that relationship between Quebec and its Aboriginal population is one of the most, if not the most, peaceful, respectful, and pragmatic that you can find in the world. Now this week, with the delegation, I visited the Jinan, the capital of Shandong, with which Quebec signed a unique agreement in 2008, and where we had the privilege of meeting the province's vice governor and hear him say that he wants to step on the accelerator to have a new generation of involvement, investment, exchanges between the two provinces. We're in Beijing to meet Chinese leaders following the 18th National Congress and the 12th National People's Congress, and to further strengthen our relations and foster new economic partnerships. I'm also going to Shanghai to meet the city's authorities, with whom the cities of Montreal and Quebec both have agreements, and where Quebec fashion, Quebec design will be in play, and we'll have a whole défilé de mode Thursday night, where we will show Shanghai's finest, some of Montreal's finest designs. This mission in China is the second to be made by Quebec Minister in the past 12 months since our election. The first was led by the Deputy Premier last November, only 2 months after the election. It is no accident that China is now our second most important trading partner, after the US, of course, but even before France or the UK, that usually were our second largest trading partners historically. We received great news last week when the Bank of China announced the opening of a branch in Montreal. Also in 2011, the Chinese government had the very good decision made to open a consulate general in Montreal with 25 diplomats who are working feverishly, very competently, and we are very glad of the relationship we have built in so short of a time. We lack one tool in this toolbox to really make it completely happen between China and Quebec. It's a direct air link between Beijing and Montreal. We've been meeting with people from Air China and Air Canada in the last few weeks, yesterday with Air China. We know we have the support of the federal government and Chinese authorities to make this happen. And we're looking forward, Excellency, to take the first Montreal-Beijing flight or return flight, whichever you choose. But we're looking forward to that. So in closing, I must say that this relationship between Quebec and China is one that is anchored in the past. And I should say that I talked about Normand Bethune, but at the revolution 65 years ago. How many years ago was that? In 49, the largest foreign delegation of expatriates in China were Quebecers, seminaries, Jesuits, and the Mao government decided to keep them around for a while because he needed them to school the first generations of cadre of the Chinese Republic. So we've been part of the inception of the great country that is China now. We want to be part of its future. Thank you very much.